With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Beryl has begun leaving Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula after battering the resort of Tulum and preparing to reemerge now in the Gulf of Mexico. That's where it could pick up some steam as it heads towards South Texas. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan.
We are expecting to see widespread rainfall totals of 5 to 10 inches across much of the Texas Gulf Coast and eastern Texas beginning late Sunday through the middle of next week. We could see isolated rainfall amounts as high as 15 inches.
It's all prompted Texas officials to urge coastal residents to prepare. The National Hurricane Center expects a storm to regain strength over the warm waters of the Gulf. It will hit South Texas by late tomorrow or early Monday. A slow-moving and potentially record-setting and potentially deadly heat wave spreading across some parts of the West. Sherry Thompson lives in Portland, Oregon. She says those high temperatures prompted a lot of health concerns.
Because I've already had a heat stroke, and so I don't need to have another one. It's way too hot for anybody.
The National Weather Service says the southeast and mid-Atlantic regions of the U.S. are also sweltering with oppressive heat and humidity expected to last at least through the day. Senator Tom Cotton says by opening the border, President Biden seems to have forgotten the terrible and very important lessons learned in the 2001 terrorist attacks.
When you have a wide-open border and more than 10 million illegals entering the country, there are probably more than just a few terrorists crossing the country. What we had under President Trump was a secure border where terrorists couldn't get in, and for that matter, illegal migrants couldn't enter either.
Cotton was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in June, adding 206,000 jobs, and once again displaying the U.S. economy's ability to withstand continually high interest rates. This is SRN News. San Francisco wrapped up Gay Pride Month with a bang.
And possibly some illegal acts. The city's Pride Parade might be the biggest in the U.S., and multiple observers say it featured nudity before crowds that included children and other acts that cannot be described here. Numerous individual reports and cell phone footage posted on the web seem to depict violations of law at the parade. Ironically, the FBI and ATF were represented at the event. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Texas Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on sex change operations on children, rejecting arguments from some parents that it violates their right to decide on and seek care for their own children. The 8-1 ruling leaves in place a law that went into effect in September of 2023. Texas officials defended the ban as necessary to protect children and noted a myriad of other restrictions that are applied to minors. This is SRN News. Surveys of Chinese factory managers show a mixed outlook for the world's number two economy, with growth steady but not picking up much more momentum.
The official Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing, remained at 49.5 in June on a scale up to 100. A private sector survey was more optimistic, edging up to 51.8 from 51.7 the previous month. The official PMI for new export orders slipped to 49.4 from 49.6.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. U.S. stocks rose to more record highs after a report on the job market bolstered hopes that interest rates may soon ease up a bit. On Friday, the S&P 500 climbed by 0.5% to set an all-time high for a third straight day and close its ninth winning week in the last 11. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.